This Father's Day, when you ship UPS Air at the UPS store, your items arrive on time or your money back, guaranteed at no extra cost. It's like the father of all shipping services. It shows up to the airport way too early, just to play it safe. It's overprotective about all the things that truly matter, and it's always prompt, especially to be with family. Make it your first choice to celebrate your dad. Ship UPS Air with our money-back guarantee, exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Visit theupsstore.com/airshipping for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Sesh Podcast, episode 184, take one. Please, please, please don't unsubscribe. And please, please, please don't you click out when we just did our makeup so nice. Comment is one thing, subscribing's another. So please don't do none of the above, motherfucker. Please, please, please.
Hope you enjoyed that.
Please, please, please.
I think it could be a song.
That was actually really good.
I just came up with that in 2 minutes.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm hoping that it was work. I really hope it was past the 30 seconds because you said the F word. But if not, we'll just beep it out. YouTube doesn't allow cussing in the first 30 seconds.
Do they really though? Like, I feel like we've done it before.
I don't know. I try and follow the rules best you can.
They don't really even have rules. That's the thing. Is they won't give us rules. Rules would be great.
They have rules. They just won't tell you what they are.
Yeah. They're like, you broke the rule. Like, we're not telling you which rule.
Guess what? Guess how you fucked it up.
We'll never love that. Oh, welcome back to the Sesh, motherfuckers. We are so happy to have you.
We are. My name's Janelle.
My name is Kendall.
We're joined by Carly and Sydney. And we're really tired because we just went camping. Mm-hmm.
We are exhausted. I'm not tired at all.
Really?
I think all of you guys are, it really took a toll on you, right?
I am a city girl. I've been telling you
this. You guys are sore, tired. I feel like rejuvenated, refreshed. I felt tired when I got home, but I feel great now.
I slept so much yesterday. I had so many plans after camping. And
oh, yeah. Weren't you going to like go do something?
Yeah, I was going to go to the park after. Then I was going to go to a pride parade. Nope, didn't do anything. I slept on my ass.
Yes, man. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'd best be doing nothing.
I was so tired. I'm dirty.
Yeah, oh my God. I got home. First thing I did was hop in the shower. That water was...
Ooh, it was tinted.
It was tinted.
Mm-hmm, same. That shower felt so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I scrubbed so hard.
See, that's the thing with kids, though, is I like... couldn't shower right away. I had to wait till her nap time. And then I couldn't take any naps yesterday. It was either shower or nap. So don't have kids. Moral of the story.
I was going to say, so moral of the story is, no, I'm not going to be having kids. Understood. Because I like to do whatever I want.
Yeah. No, there is
actually, when I was taking a nap, I was like, I love napping. I was like, I bet Kendall's not napping at all right now. She's probably running around with a toddler.
That's right. But I missed her so much. I was so excited. We took her to Red Robin last night.
Ew. It was dirty like that.
Full. No. Wait, that is their tactic.
Red Robin, bad.
It's gross. It's really horrible. I don't know. It just randomly came over me. I was like, ooh, Red Robin. It's kind of fun for kids. I wanted to give her a treat for being so good for my dad
Red
this
Robin?
Weekend.
Because they used to give balloons.
Well, yeah, they used to. Yeah.
A balloon.
And they used to have it decorated a little more fun, too. Like all these retro pictures and stuff. Now it's all... just shitty.
Outdated.
Damn. The food is so gross. They had revamped the menu, so we were like, let's go check this out. They had the mozzarella twists were pretty good, I'll say.
Dang.
And the kids' menu is like bottomless mac and cheese.
Wow. So, what a deal.
Hey, I mean.
The french fries, I feel like those are still good.
I don't really like those steak fries.
Oh, I love
fries.
Those steak fries.
I got the Klutzen fries, the classic. But
what is that?
They were just too chicken. Fried. There was like too much breading on them. And then it was like too crunchy. You know when there's like barely any chicken?
Oh, yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, Red Robin's kind of nast, I think. I will not be returning.
Not be returning to Red Robin.
That makes me sad.
Well, why you like Red Robin?
I used to like Red Robin a lot. I haven't been there in forever.
Yeah. You know what's good, though, Crowley, and you'll appreciate this? Chili's. I
always.
Love Chili's.
Chili's is always a good thing.
Dude, the whole Chili staff knows who we are. We go at least once a week.
Do you really?
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
They have a really good
what
salad.
You go on like a, what day do you just like randomly go?
Normally Sundays or like Tuesdays.
Okay. That's really funny because I thought you hated, I thought you hated Chili's.
I did for a while. I was missing out. Yeah. I had no idea. It's so good.
It's so underrated.
You get the triple dip in the beginning, like the three different sauces, and you know, chips and Holly loves the guac. Really good Santa Fe chicken salad. Really good.
You know what I love from there? It's one of my favorite things and I will still eat it. I don't care. Is the Southwest Dippers.
Ooh, I need to try that. They have those Southwest egg rolls too.
That's what those are. Yeah, what I mean.
I want to
yeah.
try. I'm going to try that next time I go.
They're my favorite.
I love Chili's. And we're like friends with the whole staff. Seriously. A bunch of Mile High Media fans work there.
Have you had the ranch at Chili's? Everyone swears by the ranch.
Oh, yeah. The ranch is good. It's good. Mm-hmm, I get it on my salad.
So they're presidential margaritas?
Yes.
Fire.
Presidente?
Presidential.
Isn't it presidential?
The Obama margarita.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, we went camping this weekend, guys, and it was quite awesome.
It was.
I had a great time.
I had fun.
It was super fun.
Yeah. I had a funner time than last time because I slept in a bed.
Yes.
So that made my spoiled ass happy.
Yeah. This time we got some a place that had like little A-frames.
Yeah. Like these little tiny, they didn't have like electricity or water or anything. They were just like these little tiny
huts,
essentially.
Well, we actually filmed a tour. Shall we watch it?
Roll the clip, baby. It's literally my
late last
crib.
Late on Friday, we were several drinks in and we decided it was time to film a little segment.
Correct.
Let's take a look.
I'm
I haven't
scared.
Watched it since.
Vogue. Come here. Hello? Hey, Janelle, can we see your house?
Oh yeah, come on
just
in.
Just in the neighborhood.
Yeah, for sure. Come on in.
What are you drinking?
Oh, this little Crown and Dr. Pepper, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We're just chilling here.
Yeah, how you liking the rain, girl?
It's a little wet, but you know, it's nice to have.
Yeah, we had a little rain.
A roof.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, definitely.
These are my friends. This is Crowley. This is Cindy. This is Callie. This is Charlie.
What up? What up, guys?
Hey, y'all,
what's
this
up?
This is our crib. This is the crib. This is where we hang. This is what Santa Claus.
Down.
What's Janelle's was lit. Janelle had the best A-frame.
Pentecostal.
Okay.
Oh, you know what's crazy?
That they don't do Santa Claus, I don't think.
They do in last Pentecostal
church. Pantry
here. Wait, guys,
where...
shouldn't
we put the mayonnaise and the mustard in the
fucking
fridge?
Hey, we're filming a segment.
True that.
Mayo does, but mustard's good.
Mayo.
Mayo will be
what's a
mayo.
Anyways, this is my pantry. We got
Crusties.
That's a horrible name, Crusties.
Buttermilk.
Those pancakes were good on Saturday.
Shout out Emily.
Shout out. She made good ones.
We got some.
Oh, I've never seen those before. What is that?
Jet puffed.
No.
Oh.
It's hip poofed.
Oh, it's a French, Brad.
I forgot we did this. Oh, it's this. The smokers.
What?
We got the smokers. We got the kif. We got the bim.
Okay. What were we doing?
Wait, this is my kitchen. This is my kettle.
Oh my god.
This is my microwave.
Okay. Yeah.
This is the wet bar where the drinks hang out.
Yeah.
This is so we don't lose Mr. Mark.
Mr. Mark.
No. Look at your curl.
Look at her curl. You're so excited about it.
So
I don't have any curls.
You're so crazy.
Look at her.
I love that.
Look at her, Janelle.
Oh, wow.
She's curly. Okay, now come this way.
Up to the upstairs.
This All is right. where the, this is the couch where all my friends hang out.
What's up, Char?
They always have friends on the couch, just like, what up?
Excuse me, ma'am. Is he an exotic breed?
Yes.
I've never seen one like
him.
He's
head.
From France. He's Bichon Frise.
All right, okay.
He loves hip.
He loves hip. All right, now, please join me up here.
Okay.
Wow.
Whoa, this is like a rave up here. Do you do a lot of partying?
This is where all the magic happens.
Oh, what kind of magic?
What kind of magic you want?
The big
they
A
don't call
in the A-frame.
A-frame for nothing, baby.
this is
nice.
This is glamping.
You know, cockroaches are nothing.
That's it.
Boom, oh. Baby.
Boom. And what's your favorite brand?
Gucci, probably.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That one's good.
And that's
Oh, custom.
This is custom from
Louis Vuitton.
Whatever it's called.
What?
Louis Vuitton. Or my Christian Louboutin. One of those, yeah.
Okay. One of those.
And what else we got in here?
Any Fendi?
The fact that Carly's in here is
babbling. Yeah. What's that? That looks designer.
Blabbing down there.
Yes, this is designer. This is designer. Let's Chanel. See what we got here. Some Xanax.
Oh, just hell yeah.
Shit hits the fan. Some Lumi.
Oh, yeah.
This is not sponsored by. This is not sponsored, but we love her.
Yes, we do. Well, maybe she'll be sponsored.
Kelly, I'm the next episode's
for you. Lactone?
Yes. Can't go anywhere without that. I've got mine, too.
Kendall.
Yep.
Can I see that ass?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Anyways, that's it. That's all I got for you. Back down you go.
Okay.
I ain't fucking taking a sip of Makers.
Well, I'm glad we took that. That was quality footage.
That was interesting.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it was nice for, I'm sure many of you won't think that was camping, but some of us did tents and Janelle's was really, really nice.
One of us did tents.
Janelle's like the leader of this company. So she got the nicest one. Yes, you are. No. We would all be lost without you. So you deserve
it. Oh my God. Thanks. More like I would be complaining if I didn't get one.
She was like the headquarters.
All I asked was,
because most of them were just like, pretty much like a tent. It was just a straight fort.
You guys were nice enough to give me that one. So.
I'll insert a picture because I took pictures of
yours was cute.
Yeah, I liked mine a lot. Mine is, I mean, they all looked the same, but mine is the cutest.
And we had porta potties this time, which was awesome. Blew that bitch up a few times.
Yeah, that was great.
We did a mine tour, a gold mine tour.
That was really fun.
That was fun. We fed, what are they? Chipmunks?
Chipmunks, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, so now,
chipmunk food you could buy.
Petition to get a pet chipmunk in the office.
They got in our hands. We have some videos. I'll send them.
So cute.
It was so fun.
Dudes love them.
Yeah, it was great.
And yeah.
Never mind.
Just lived our best lives in the wilderness.
It was pretty hot though in the morning. That was my one complaint. Shit got real hot. Well, in the tent.
Yeah.
In our tent. It was like a black tent.
You had like a car on top of a truck. So it was up
a car
in the sun.
A car
in a tent on top of a truck. In the car.
Very hot.
So you'd be in the sun.
But I do love the feeling of getting into like a tent or whatever in the cold and getting all snuggly.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the night and then just get so hot. That's my one gripe with camping.
That was, I was opposite for me. I got so cold at night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
you should have joined me and Josh.
I should have. No, I was literally like shivering in my bed.
Oh my God.
I was like, yeah, I was like,
it makes me sad.
I know. It's okay. I mean, it's my fault. I wasn't wearing, I mean, I was
only bring one blanket?
No, I brought like four or five blankets, and that's the thing. I had my sleeping bag. I didn't use it because I forgot a pillow.
Oh.
So I used my sleeping bag as my pillow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So it was a cold few days.
You were roughing it. It was like no bugs there because there were so many comments last week like, how are you guys going to go camping if you're so afraid of bugs? Well, worked out for us because there was like no bugs.
Ask Sydney about that, though. There were bugs.
Bugs, but you know, it's fine.
Chose not to sleep in your A-frame.
There was one bug.
No, that is not why. I didn't have a screen, and then mine was kind of...
Oh, there was no screen on it?
Yeah, and then the what's it called? Rain was coming in. But you know what? It was fine. We slept in the car, and
I give you
it was
props
cozy.
With Callie, because Callie's a big girl.
Yeah, but I'm really happy we brought her, and all the dogs got along really well.
It was so
I was
cute.
So
it was
sad
so
I didn't cute. Have any of my dogs. I
no,
would have loved to bring...
the hell?
I can't fit them in the truck. We had to bring all the supplies.
A small dog?
Well, I can't bring Bernie and not Sadie, or Sadie and not Bernie. That's not fair. The other would be very depressed without their friend at home.
Bernie would hate it. Sadie would love it.
Yeah, Sadie would have thrived. But Bernie would be like a wreck if she was gone.
Really? You think?
Yeah.
He would be...
He'd be confused, and I think he would stress him out. He'd be like, where the fuck's my sister?
I understand.
Yeah, and then our poor dog, Lucy, she would have done great. Lucy would have been great, but she tore her ACL and meniscus. She's having surgery tomorrow. By the time this episode goes up, it'll already be done. I'm very nervous.
She's going to do great.
I know. I'm just scared.
Lucy girl.
I know.
She's so sweet.
She is the sweetest dog.
Poor baby.
But anyway, it was a great time. We have such an awesome team.
We do.
It was really fun. We played charades. That was so much fun. I'd like to do that on this show, but I guess it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
It's a podcast, not really a great game for a podcast.
Yeah, no. It's just a fun game.
We did some Heads Up, our favorite, thanks to Ellen DeGeneres. You know, she provided one
greatest
of the best games of all time.
Greatest thing she ever did.
Yep. Second to the
Gorillas.
Right.
To
the Gorilla Sanctuary.
Oh, they meant like the band, which the gorillas. She didn't. I was like, no, she was in the gorillas.
She didn't do that. Poor Kelly. Did that. Yeah, she was also the singer of the gorillas.
Yeah.
I don't think I laughed so hard. Like during the charades, I was.
Dude, I was in tears. It was
watching
so
other people
funny.
Act. Oh my god, this one. Danny was killing Austin, me. I was dying.
Oh yeah,
there's,
Austin.
There's a video of Austin that I took where he's like, my god. He's like a chimney sweep or something.
dying.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I had the best round. I'm apparently really good at it.
You won.
I had a 9-point round, motherfuckers.
Nice. I wish I was on your team.
I like we the won. Teams too. It's oh. Those were cracking me up the way I know. They were all split up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was very random.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Super fun.
It was very fun. But we're back now in society.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We do have little updates on the old Justin.
The old Justin.
No, literally the old Justin, because no, the fucking cop didn't know who he was.
Mm-mm.
He said, I'm too young.
Yeah. Oh my god, that is... Yeah. Dude, poor Justin. He's just really had it rough. Okay, it's not going well for him.
And also, Corelli put Cry Me a River on our camping playlist. I came on and was like, what the fuck?
Okay, the reason... Okay, I tried putting...
I know your reason. You're trying to
be funny.
Show songs.
It was funny.
No, it was funny. It was great. All your additions were awesome.
There were some additions I was like, I should have gone back and like vetted some songs.
No.
No, it was good.
Okay.
We had Toxic.
We had Toxic.
Yeah. We go from like Led Zeppelin to Toxic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good though.
Anyways, okay, back to JT. Some updates here that we just couldn't help but cover because they're so funny. Also, this is kind of a side note, but if you've been on Twitter the last few days, you probably come across claims that Justin Timberlake was given a urine test following his DWI arrest and tested positive for trace amounts of Molly, poppers, and then Truvada, which is a type of HIV prescription, and also some cocaine. Now, these claims went absolutely viral with over 24 million views and 25,000 retweets, and many people believed it was true because it was from an account that most people think is Pop Crave. However, this is actually came from a parody account called Poo Crave. So careful
name,
of the false.
It's
such a slay name. Careful of the false news out there, guys. Fake news is everywhere.
It
look.
Is. Don't believe anything.
Don't believe anything. Read your source before you decide to believe it or not.
Okay? And also tell your parents to do that too. Can I share about my mom?
Yes, please.
Oh
do.
My God. Okay.
So funny.
So a few weeks ago, my mom calls me and she's like, we used to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like that was our show growing up. And she calls me, she's like, Mija, she's like, have you heard the news of Kim? And I was like, no, mom, what's going on with Kim Kardashian? Like, what did she tell you? And she's like, she's transitioning.
What did she tell you?
And she's like, Kim is transitioning.
Shut up.
And I'm like, no, she's not, mom. And she's like, yeah. She's like, I saw an interview
with
her on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, you were out of town during this.
Oh, yeah, you were out of town. My mom's like, yeah. She's like, I saw a video on TikTok. She was doing an interview saying that now she's really found herself and she's found her sexuality and, you know, she's really coming into herself. I was like, this is actually great for the podcast. Like, this is great, great news. So then I look it up when I'm on the phone with her. And I'm like, because I don't actually believe this. And I'm like, all the articles are like, parents are falling for this fake news of Kim Kardashian transitioning.
God, shut
and I'm like,
up.
Mom, I was like, I love you so much, but please don't believe everything you see. I was like, you can make anyone say anything about anything.
Oh my God, she believed that.
It's gotta be so hard to navigate because it's hard even for us. I mean, I fall for shit all the time.
Okay, the new, I was telling you this about, I was talking I was talking with you about this the other day on the phone, how our parents or our parents' generation falls for shit on Facebook all the time. Our generation is falling for shit on TikTok.
Yes.
Like, you will send me a TikTok and be like, oh my God. And I'm like, bro, let's actually...
Let's dissect this.
Look into this a little bit. Fact check it.
Yep.
And
They get
usually
me a
it's
lot.
Bullshit.
They get me a lot, mm-hmm. too.
Mm-hmm. I'm gullible.
Yeah. Yeah. So careful out there on the news, okay? And again, Pop Crave versus Poo Crave. Difference, okay? Anyways, obviously, if you aren't familiar, I mean, he was arrested last week, but he was arrested with the DWI. And he blasted through a stop sign, got pulled over, whatever. So anyways, this is where, this is so iconic, but the officer who pulled him over, his name is Michael Arkinson, and he noted at the scene that Justin's eyes were bloodshot and glassy and his breath reeked of alcohol. Justin was unable to give him his attention, had slurred speech, you know, the usual. He has sloppy footwork, yeah, which is not good for Justin.
The tall, tall sign.
He pretty much just, you know, failed the standardized sobriety test. Now, this is so iconic because the cop had no idea who he was when he was arrested.
He's like,
he said he didn't recognize him or his name. And while he was being arrested, Justin said, "This is going to ruin the tour." And the cop replied, "What tour?" And Justin was like, "The world tour."
The world tour.
Which is, this is such an iconic few lines. I'm going to start saying this. Like, anything goes wrong, this is going to ruin the world tour.
That is so funny. I love that happened like
God.
That.
And the fact that he was like, this is going to ruin the tour. The cop is like,
what?
The world tour.
He's like, sure, dude. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God. So fucking awesome.
That is amazing. Which, by the way, a lot of you were commenting. We were discussing whether to, you know, you brought up on TikTok, the lawyers say to skip the breathalyzer
test. Right.
A lot of people are saying if you do that, you automatically lose your license in certain states.
Oh, in certain states.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I always thought that if you refuse and you get taken in for a blood test, but by then hope like some of the alcohol is out of your system. I don't know.
I mean, that's just drink what people and drive. Were saying.
It's not a hobby of mine, so I'm not exactly sure, but that's what the TikTok lawyers were saying.
Yeah. Well, I've always heard that too. But it was interesting, the comments, they were kind of all over the place, but I didn't fact check them, but that was just a PSA, you know? Interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a good rule. You don't take the breathalyzer, you have to lose your license. Or like suspend it or something. There should be some type of, I don't know, to protect us all.
Well, Justin's license was suspended.
Oh, that sucks.
In New York, but if he has licenses in other states, which I did not know. Well, you could
I didn't know.
Do
that
good thing he has mark. Plenty of money to
get Ubers, hire,
yeah, and have a chauffeur.
Chauffeur.
He's got a lot to show for it.
He's got not much now. His show is going to be screwed. Now he was charged with one count of driving while intoxicated, DWI, and two traffic violations.
So are we believing the one martini thing?
Well, I don't know because the bartender at the hotel. Said that he only served him one alcohol or one beverage, if he drank before or whatever, he didn't know.
Right. Mm. It could have come buzzed.
Also, there is I saw it this morning that the reason why he was arrested was because somebody sent in an anonymous tip to the hotel saying, hey, keep an eye on Justin because he's being weird inside.
Someone's like he's plotting to ruin the world tour.
Yep.
Down with the world.
Unnamed. They are anonymous.
Anonymous, of course. You wouldn't want to be known to be that type of person.
No.
I'm questioning it, though, because for the cop to say he reeked of alcohol, would he really reek of alcohol from one martini?
Well, he could have.
Maybe it was dirty.
He could have.
That's true. Extra dirty.
That's true.
Dirty means less liquor, guys.
Oh,
dirty means like more olive juice.
But maybe it's like pungent is what we're saying because it's olivey, you know, maybe he, you know, added to the stench.
Yeah. Smelled like olives.
Yeah.
There was also reports that this cop, Michael, that he's a rookie cop. He's only been doing it for a few years. He's 24 years old. I guess he is a stickler. He's a stickler of a cop. And I guess the entire Sag Harbor, whatever, wherever this is at, hates him. They hate him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I guess he's just such a like. He's such an artist.
Taking his job seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably good.
That's, you know, yeah. I guess if you're going to be a stickler for fucking drunk
for
people.
For drinking. Yeah, yeah, that's,
I agree. I'm down to have sticklers about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so courts on July 26th.
When was the world tour supposed to start?
It's going on right now.
Well,
he has his tour dates in the U.S. right now. And then I think he's going
I saw
on...
him doing one of like a meet and greet or something.
This weekend?
I don't know. I just saw a clip of it.
Oh. He just had a show over the weekend, and he told his fans that, you know, he was sorry.
Oh, dude.
And it's been a rough week, but you're gonna get through it.
Nice.
You'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Justin.
He'll be all right.
Justin. That is just too bad for him. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that really took a hit to his ego to be like, the tour. The world tour.
Yeah, he's like, listen, I already am struggling after the whole Britney thing. All the tea was spilled on me.
Ass
and then I do this. Well, Justin.
Tough titties. I don't know. Tough titties,
just. He's just a guy. What can you do?
Just a guy. Just a guy.
It's just a guy.
Okay, good luck.
Just a little guy.
All right. So in other CSI news, we have another crazy drive-through story for you guys. It's like every week, pretty much.
And guess where it takes place?
Can you guess? Our favorite state.
Ah, oh, I love Florida, man.
I do too. Great place.
Stan.
Great place. We were actually just talking about trying to go over Thanksgiving, maybe. We'll see.
Florida.
Florida.
Speaking of, you just said there. We love Florida too. Florida's
we
a
do.
Fucking...
We do.
We do. We do.
We
love
be loving Florida.
Ah.
Love I was telling man. Them my song with one of my first boyfriends was Oh Hot Damn.
Ooh.
Or no, it was In the Air is what it's called. But it's like A-Y-E-R. Ayer.
Ayer.
That was our song. Mm-hmm. Super romantic. Anyway, so this takes place at a McDonald's. McDonald's employees, Chastity Gardner.
Yep.
I've actually really liked that name, Chastity. I feel like I've never heard that.
It's like, yeah, Chastity Belt.
Well, isn't chastity, that's like with a T. This is
right.
Chastity. It's almost like Cassidy mixed with Chase or something. I don't know. I like it. Chastity Gardner. She was arrested after cops responded to a reported shooting at the drive-thru where she opened fire on some customers. So pretty heavy story here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Normally we're dealing with like throwing drinks and shit. This is this is pretty wild next level.
Yep.
Chastity is being charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after a major mix-up.
Who wrote that?
That's amazing.
Fucking iconic.
Quality.
Thank you.
Mix.
Yes, thank you.
Mix-up.
On June 14th, around 1 a.m. in Lakeland, Florida, 22-year-old Chastity Garner lost it after getting into an argument with a customer who was allegedly complaining about their incorrect order at the drive-through window. She said, enough is enough. And there is security video showing Chastity throwing full cups at the customer in the drive-through in an argument that broke out over their order. This caused the two customers to get out of their car, open the drive-through window, where they began throwing drinks at Chastity. And then she grabbed a bag from the bag. No. She grabbed a bag from the back, and in it was her gun.
Ooh. So she was...
Yeah, this got crazy fast.
Seemingly waiting for this to happen.
Also, the fact that she had a gun in a burlap
bag. That's America for you, honey.
It looks like the bags that you made us for camping.
Yeah.
She's packing heat in there.
That's America.
She's only 22. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Okay, so security camera captured the incident. Let's take a look. No audio, so we will do a play-by-play. So Chastity opens the window, closes
like,
the window.
BRB.
Things are not going well. There's words being said, I'm assuming at this point. Angry. She's trying to understand what is wrong with the customer.
Dude, really look at the Happy Meal boxes.
Slams the window. Now she's pissed.
Remember Happy Meals?
Oh, yeah.
They great still times. Give hot. Okay, now here comes the cup throwing.
Throw the drink, which we've seen before.
Yes.
Nothing crazy.
Yes, that's very
just
typical.
Fuck you with the drink.
I wonder what a co-worker is thinking. Well, the co-worker went and...
And now this person gets out of their car
and
starts grabbing shit, throwing cups at the employees inside the McDonald's.
Yep. They're like, fuck you.
She said, you want to play?
Oh, she's got the gun in her hand.
Grabbing her bag.
Bro, oh, throw something else,
bro. So now she comes outside of the building, goes around to the car of the drive-thru
with her gun,
as another employee is following her, probably being like, no, don't fucking do that.
Let's hope that that's what they're saying.
I guess. Yeah,
well, I think she is, because she's on that like close the window after,
right?
And I think
like,
she's
enough of this. Yeah.
I think they drive away here.
Yeah,
it doesn't show her shooting, but they come back in.
Yep. Yeah, I think the customer drove off. She comes back inside.
Oh, you saw that, the flare?
Yep.
Insane behavior, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was arrested and booked into Polk County Jail. And as far as we know, Chastity shot at the car, hit it once, and there has been no information shared if anyone was injured. Probably not. It was reported that the shots were fired as the customers drove away. But yeah, very scary that she had this on her at work.
Well, that's, I feel like, is more common than people would think. And maybe in countries outside of the U.S., you're probably like, what the fuck? Who's just carrying around a gun? It's incredibly common in America. In fact, it's unknown if she legally is allowed to have the gun inside the McDonald's, since the employee handbook actually doesn't address weapons inside restaurants. However, other reports claim that the company abides by state laws depending on where the restaurant's located. And under Florida law, which is no surprise here, there's no permission needed from an employer before carrying a firearm, either openly or concealed at work. You can pretty much just walk around with a gun anywhere in Florida and a lot of states here in America. So that's great. The McDonald's franchise owner has confirmed, though, that Chastity was fired following, quote, a number of organizational policy violations.
Yeah, I would assume several.
I would assume there'd be several violations made.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Scary, though.
Terrifying. I guess I don't know what to say on that. I mean, I'm not even fucking surprised, honestly.
No, it doesn't shock me.
Like, at all. I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often, actually.
Same.
You should just take what you get. Don't throw a fit when you go through the drive-thru, else you may.
Yep.
A gun may be pulled on you.
Yeah, seriously.
You never know.
That's where we're at in life. It feels like you don't want to, like, road rage stuff. You don't want to honk at people. You never know.
No, I never. I used to honk at people all the time.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I was bad with that. And Josh told me, like, you have to stop doing that because you never know who you're going to piss off.
So now I just cuss in my car.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, flip people off, really, or honk at them because I'm scared of making the wrong person mad.
Yep.
It's not worth it, in my opinion. So that's great.
Nope. Yeah. So never throw your drink
at
people.
Well,
she was the one who threw it first, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, she got pissed and, like, chucked the cup or the drink. And then he came and started, like, fucking going wild. Yeah. Then she ended the confrontation.
God, that could have ended really badly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Imagine over some, like, missing McNuggets or something.
Yeah.
Like, probably what I wish I knew, like, what exactly it was.
No, that wasn't released, but I wonder. I really wonder what, like, the mix-up was.
Have you guys heard of the new McDonald's flurry?
No.
Yeah, isn't it, like, called, like, the grandma flurry?
It's called the grandma flurry. A delicious syrup and chopped crunchy candy pieces. It's, like, grandma's favorite treat.
Ooh, my grandma would have loved that.
Look at that.
That looks good. I love ice cream with crunchies in there.
Ooh.
I don't know if they still have it. Yeah. Yum.
Speaking of health, we're going to look into... a new health theory that is, you know, hitting the markets. Over the years, obviously, we've seen many different styles of health trends and beauty hacks that may work for some people, but definitely are not certified methods for everyone. For example, mouth taping. I've heard so much about this TikTok.
Dude.
I've thought about...
I'm trying to get John to fucking tape his mouth shut for multiple reasons.
I've pitched it to Josh, too.
Yeah, constantly. 24/7 mouth tape.
No, but I'm... Because he literally breathes through his mouth at night, and because he has horrible nose problems. I don't know.
Sleep apnea?
Mm-hmm. No, he just, like, can't breathe through his nose ever.
He makes those frog sounds.
And so he makes these frog noises, and it's, like, not good to breathe through your mouth. They can cause issues, whatever. So I'm like, dude, tape your mouth shut. And you know what? I think I might order some right now to get his ass to
I feel like
shut.
I could never get Josh to actually do it. I keep telling him about it. Like, you should consider this. And he's just like, I'm not taping my mouth shut at night.
It does
really
sound good
crazy.
For you.
I kind of want to try it, but I don't sleep with my mouth open at night.
Neither
so there'd
do
be
I.
really no point.
Yeah, neither do I.
I, like, hold my teeth and
clench your jaw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the reason, there's, like, several reasons why people think that this is good for you. It's supposed to possibly help a range of conditions, from allergies to bad breath, sleep apnea, high blood pressure. I've even heard people talking about that it helps with, like, double chin.
Yeah, because when you open your mouth, your jaw is, like, set back.
But sadly, these are all just theories.
Of course.
Yeah, and there is no solid evidence that it works. But it may work for some people. I see people claiming it all the time.
I
but
bet
it's
some people
funny.
In comments swear by it.
It's always the people on TikTok that are raving the most about it that have the little affiliate shop
little
commission
duh.
Link. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just scroll past those immediately now.
I am so fucking sick of the... Oh my God, you have
yes,
to have this.
Me too. It's so
this
annoying.
New viral thing will change your life. I'm like,
yes. Fuck. Like, this skirt, these shorts, these...
The Halara skirt.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's the latest one I keep seeing.
I get that all the time.
I've never bought anything from TikTok shop. I'm really proud of myself.
Oh, I've bought several things, and I have been bamboozled before.
But
and I've been scammed, like, things haven't
have
shown up.
Have you seen the latest bullshit where it's like, guys, if you want veneers overnight, all you need is to whiten your teeth. I'm like, what?
I have not seen that one. There's teeth whitening stuff. That does not
People just swear
me.
That it's veneers overnight.
Have you seen those protein brownies?
Oh, I have them. They're actually really good.
Where did you get them from? The TikTok shop?
Oh, you're... Sorry, that I
so did. You
did. That was my first.
Because I bought
only.
Them too. You like them?
I thought they were good.
Oh, I thought they were disgusting.
Really?
And they're actually really high in calories. They're not like a healthy treat.
No,
I mean, they have
they're not
protein.
Healthy. They're just better than an actual brownie.
Yes. I mean, you're getting some protein, but
right.
it's still like, and I don't think they're good.
Oh, I think they are
for
good.
The calories. They're not Really? Me and Josh have tried, like, we got the variety pack.
Same.
We've finished them pretty much. I think there's like four left, but.
I think they're pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm missing. I wish that layer on top.
Do you microwave it?
I would just eat the top. No, I haven't.
You have to microwave them.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I'll do that.
If you have any left over.
I have like four. Maybe it's just me. I thought they were nasty.
Mm-hmm. How about otonomaki?
Otonomaki is known as adult wrapping. It is a Japanese therapeutic method meant to alleviate posture problems and stiffness. Helps relieve tension, but there is no evidence that it actually does.
I would assume so.
Wait, yeah. I've never heard of this one. I want to see this. I don't know why I was picturing saran wrap. This is less fun.
Wait, what? People swear by that too.
Oh, really?
They for wrap sweating? Themselves in, to sweat more and lose calories while you're sleeping.
I've done that.
Oh, interesting.
You've done that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, did it work?
I mean, I woke sleeping? Up extremely sweaty.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Seems like a lot of work.
New physical therapy in Japan called otonomaki, which means adult wrapping. It's meant to alleviate stiffness and improve flexibility.
It feels like my whole body is wrapped up and it felt so relaxing.
Despite its popularity on the internet, otonomaki is certainly not the mainstream here.
No.
But some say it's relaxing and has helped them reduce body tension.
People with sore back and neck say they feel much lighter, and some say their lower back pain eased.
Huh, interesting. Don't knock it till you try it,
you know? No, it's true.
Why don't we try it next week?
We should, like, try all these methods.
Yeah, I think we should wrap ourselves.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do mouth taping, report back on how it was.
Okay. Happy baby is what I was thinking.
Oh, happy baby.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good stuff.
If you tape your mouth, you're supposed to start doing it while you're awake and, like, in little, like, 15-minute increments so you get used to it, not just, like, tape your mouth and then go to bed, because that will make you feel very panicked, I think.
That's so... See, I don't know if I could... Because do you ever do oil pulling with the coconut oil?
I tried. I think it's disgusting.
I can't. It bothers me to have my mouth shut that long. Mm-hmm. I never make it even 10 minutes.
Really?
Because I get like stressed out and I feel like I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like the tape would just be so brutal, but I don't know. Oh, this next one, internal shower. I do this a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. I actually love this. I just enjoy the taste of it. I found it from TikTok.
I know. I remember this going
viral. Well, it's kind of like one of those Mama Chia drinks.
Yeah.
Those are disgusting. Oh, I love that. I love chia seeds.
I like chia seeds that are like dried out, not slimy and puffy.
You can't eat the dried out ones.
Why?
You're not supposed to, because then they're going to expose in your stomach.
Expand.
Expand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you eat like a small amount, it's probably fine. But there were people that were eating like tons of it and then getting like fucked up.
Yeah. I'm talking like a spoonful on my yogurt, that type of thing.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, so this is a drink where you add chia seeds to water. You soak them for a little while. They like puff up, and then you can add lemon juice. I actually add my little like flavor packets, and it's really good. Like I like the grape with the chia seeds.
Oh, yeah.
It's bomb, and it does help with digestion. I have a lot of constipation issues. So yeah. I love this drink. I make it all the time, at least once a week.
I feel like us three are very aware of your bowel movements and routine.
Yeah. I think we're all pretty in tune with our bowel movements.
We like to report on what's going on to each other. It's helpful.
But one thing that does really help too is AG1. Not that this is sponsored by them, but the greens definitely, it's lack of greens, I think, for me, because I do not get enough
fiber.
Yeah. So if I stay good about drinking my greens, that helps too. But this one works. I like it. But you're supposed to like down it as fast as possible. Internal shower. It's cleansing the body. And one registered dietitian from Mount Sinai Hospital in New York says that the trend isn't overly terrible and is one of the most gentle TikTok trends. Could be beneficial to some, especially because it helps with constipation and bloating. This concoction punches in at about 10 grams of fiber per serving.
Is that a lot? Daily recommended is 31.
Yeah. So it's
a third.
It's not anything crazy. But yeah, I just enjoy the taste of it. It's like a fun little, it's almost like reminds me of boba or something.
Big side note, we're not doctors and we've noted that it's not recommended if you suffer from inflammatory bowel disease like IBS, Crohn's, or ulcerative colitis.
Yeah, so. Don't take my word for it. Don't
especially when you have a flare up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe try it if you want to.
Yeah. At your own risk. I mean, it's just chia seeds and water. It's not a big deal. Also, charcoal teeth whitening. That's a
that I have heard is so bad for your teeth. It is, it's like sandpaper. It fucks with your enamel.
Dude, I used to do this all the time.
Dentists are like, do not use charcoal.
I can see.
Toothbrush.
I used to do like the powder. Mm-hmm. I'd buy a little powder
thing.
They
say it's not good for you and there's no benefits.
Terrible.
I think it's just like a gimmick.
I mean, it never worked when I did it.
Mm-hmm. This one I've never heard of. Calamine lotion.
Calamine.
Calamine lotion as a makeup primer.
I've never heard of that either. What is calamine lotion?
Like when you get bug bites or... like poison ivy.
Oh.
It's like a calming.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's like that pink shit, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that stuff.
You know, like the Maria Badescu.
The little, sulfur thing.
Like it's like the little jar and it has like the pink and the.
Yeah.
That's basically what calamine lotion is.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
It's like it's dry. It's very drying.
Mm-hmm. But, it like sucks out the moisture.
So I guess they think you put it on your face. It'll help absorb the oils on your skin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also a new trend right now is using Vaseline as a primer.
That sounds awful.
You know, it
seems very slippery.
I don't know.
Remember when it was a huge trend in like the beauty guru world to use the Nivea aftershave as the primer?
Yes.
Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that? Do you remember that?
Oh, I would use that.
I did it too.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, did it work?
I don't know.
I think primer is the biggest scam ever.
No, really?
I think it makes a huge difference for me.
I don't think
huge difference.
Primer and setting spray is BS in my opinion.
I cannot live without setting spray. Setting my makeup spray looks so much drastically different after. I even gave you that one.
I know, I'm so sorry.
It didn't make a difference for you at all?
It's like feels good.
If you use powder, it makes it like melts it. It
doesn't help make it stay at all.
Yes, it does.
The longevity is no difference.
It makes
a
huge difference for me. What? If I don't use it, my shit's sliding off. My contour's falling apart. I've got like patches. I have to use it. And I use a lot of it. It's good. Makes a big difference for me. And primer, too. Primer makes a big difference for
me,
too.
I've noticed a difference in, like, my eyeshadow. I've been out of my eyeshadow primer for a little while now. And it just creases so much when I don't use when I don't use primer.
Primer
so
makes a huge difference for me. Maybe it's just, like, the type of skin you have, you know?
What do I mean concealer is the same thing? It doesn't work either, Chanel?
No. I actually hate concealer, too. I don't know. I'm, like, kind of irritated these days. A lot of my makeup
looks shocking, you. Irritated.
I think I just...
You don't like concealer either now?
A lot of times when I do a full face with like a lot of product and heavy makeup, it just looks bad. Like I have better luck just not wearing as much.
Maybe because you're not wearing primer and setting spray.
No, it makes no difference.
I'm telling you, if you're going to load up on a lot of makeup, primer and setting spray, it makes all the difference. Okay. That's just me though. So what did you do with that setting spray I bought you? That was a nice one. It was Charlotte Tilbury.
I used it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
it felt good.
Useless?
I just wasn't going to like re-perch. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Not meaning to be a hater over here.
Nah,
just being honest.
Kendall, you put me on that. I love that shit.
Like, it feels good. And I will say, if you have like a lot of powder and your face looks kind of like
cakey,
that kind of like helps.
Yeah. Makes a huge difference.
You know, make it more moist. But
mine always looks like shit until I put on the setting
spray. But like, can't you just spray water?
No.
No.
They would make the same.
No. Absolutely not. Water.
Okay. It's mostly water and alcohol.
Yeah, well, it's not just water.
And alcohol.
I bet you if I did water, it wouldn't have the same effect. Okay. Anyway, why are we talking about
this? I
don't know.
I really don't know. Anyways, okay. So, of course, you know, there's all these types of fucking hacks. But the latest one is really taking it to the next level, I would say. Okay?
Yeah.
Have you heard of Troy Casey?
No, I actually had not heard of this guy before we started looking into it.
Okay, well, he's a former Versace model.
Versace?
Is it Versace?
Versace.
Oh. It looks like Versace.
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 It literally looks like Versace.
Versace model?
He's a former Versace model in the 80s and 90s, but now he's known as the certified health nut.
That's like, he self-proclaimed that?
Yeah, that's his...
And people refer to him.
Yeah, that's what he's called now.
Certified health nut.
Mm-hmm.
Troy. Yeah. He looks like a Troy.
He looks like an old version of Liver King.
Honestly, he's very good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is. He's extremely
hot.
He's
really doing something for me, especially in those
the middle pick.
Star pants.
Look at the, with the unbuttoned shirt.
Oh.
He's definitely giving zaddy.
Mm-hmm. Normally, I'm not into chest hair, but that is looking fine.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
He's a little burnt.
Okay.
Right. He's got a really nice face, too. Great bone structure.
He does.
Love the gray hair.
Uh-huh.
He must be doing something right.
I like looking at this fella.
So he's made an imprint on the health world and offers his life coach services to those who want to improve their lives. He suggests that his unique holistic approach uses nature-based simplicity that anyone can follow. So we don't know exactly how old this dude is. He's in like his late 50s or early 60s.
Yeah, can confirm.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it doesn't really matter. He has over 370,000 followers on TikTok and 265,000 on Instagram. So, you know, got a pretty decent following there.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, he might be onto something because the dude is hot as fuck.
Mm-hmm. And his secret to that, to longevity, is a combination of unconventional practices, including, get this, guys, my favorite here, perineum sunning.
Yes.
Or butthole sun bathing. How did I not know this is a thing? I'm trying this immediately.
I feel like this would feel so good.
I know. It sounds great.
Yes.
Especially if it was a really hot day.
Yeah. Like it's hot right now. We should go out in the parking lot and
do this.
Let's
go bathe our assholes outside.
Yes.
I would be so down. But the thing is, I really want to do this. I have no privacy where to do this.
Yeah. I don't think we can do this outside. We're going to get arrested.
What, you really want to do this?
Yes. Our neighbors here in the office, they're not going to like that.
Imagine calling the trash can.
There are people holding their ass cheeks at the sun outside of my office. Please come get them. But not just that, he also, breath work, very good.
That's
very good.
Breath
work's always great.
That has proven to help.
Earthing, which is walking barefoot in nature. That's I feel like that's
I totally
just,
buy that.
Totally.
I'm very
Even
into
just
that.
Walking outside with my dogs yes. and I forget shoes, I'm like, oh, it's very I feel grounding. So connected. It's great. But this one, controversial. Drinking his own fermented urine.
Yes, King.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll get more into that one in a second. But say sunbathing every morning. He says he does it for 30 seconds every morning and
long.
It could boost sleep and energy. Yeah, and it's like not, you know.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I wonder if he wears sunscreen on that.
No, for 30 seconds?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
he doesn't.
Just a quick
you get vitamin D. Sun. That's how you get vitamin D.
I'm trying that.
It helps with energy and sleep.
Dude, I'm
blasting
doing it.
You with You're your vitamin blasting D. That vitamin D in
it
your asshole.
It takes 30 seconds. It's a sphincter.
See, in my
That's
mind,
people put things up their butt because it absorbs quickly. So I'm sure the sun rays, you know, would go quick.
You don't want to do it for too long. Otherwise, I think you can get sick.
Oh my God. Imagine roasting your butthole, dude.
Going to the doctor.
Horrible.
Having a sunburn on your butthole.
I wonder if anyone in life has ever done that.
Well, butthole bleaching, that's like with actual like chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
But
who has like ever had a sunburned butthole?
Us soon. One of us.
Yeah. I'm doing this. You know, this is interesting too, because I pictured this as you'd be on your knees.
Right,
and
you'd
hold up hope in the crack.
No.
But no, these guys lay the fuck down and spread their legs.
Yeah. Spread eagle.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And just let the sun. See, I don't know.
I like that they're
Maybe
doing
Maybe if they
it
have
together,
little butts,
though.
I feel like it'd be kind of hard to get the sun in there unless you're holding it apart.
Well, no, you have to like, no, I think what you can do is you put your legs all the way back and then just like hold your legs back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like a wax.
Like or a like
wax.
Knees
kinda,
to chest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Knees to chest. Yeah. Knees to chest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really quick. I wonder if you did it for too long. Have you guys ever gotten like sun sickness, like where you feel like kind of nauseous from being out in
yes.
the sun too long?
Oh yeah.
I wonder if you know that would happen to you if you sat out too long. You then you have to go to the doctors and say I
was trying.
I'm feeling nauseous. Yeah.
What is it?
Butthole.
Perineum sunning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Butthole sunbathing.
Butthole.
I think it's awesome. I want to try this so bad.
Same.
I want to do it.
I feel like it would be really freeing.
I feel like it actually does work, though, because, I mean, we all need vitamin D. And,
well,
like, I feel like this is it's a really fast way to absorb it. Like, you don't have to be out there for an hour. Right?
Well,
I mean,
Dr. Jen Gunter says no.
Who the fuck is she?
She's on Twitter, so we can have to be
I don't
it.
Give a damn.
She says, I feel confident when I say that the anus and perineum have no special sunlight concentrating abilities.
Damn it, she's a gynecologist.
You can get melanoma on the vulva and sunburns that are very painful.
You can get melanoma anywhere.
But listen, honey, they're just doing it for 30 seconds. None of that's going to happen.
Oh my God, imagine your coochie getting burned. Okay, that would fuck.
That would be
suck.
Brutal, yeah. Ugh. Maybe it wouldn't take that long to sunburn them because they never see the sun.
It's
their first
time
seeing the sun.
It's very sensitive skin.
Damn. Maybe I shouldn't try it.
Especially like the little gooch part.
Yeah.
Ew.
Ooh, a sunburn.
I hate that
gooch.
Word.
Gooch.
Oh my God, stop saying that fucking
my
word.
My gooch.
Ew.
You so just said gooch, which is so similar.
I don't. The word with G is disgusting.
Wait, how do you not get sunburn in a like in a tanning bed.
Because your butt cheeks are closed.
But if you think if you open them.
Well, don't open them.
If you lay down. Like when you're laying down, you pull them apart.
I had to get the sunburn.
Do you guys remember the episode of Jersey Shore when Snooki burnt her ass and then literally was sitting in the fridge? Oh, yes.
I remember that. Yes. That was me when we went to Mexico, except I just scraped my ass up on the bottom of the pool.
By the way, Snooki watches Mile Higher.
Oh, yeah, she does. She said it on her podcast.
And she fucking crazy. Put us on her story the other day.
I know. So cool. That was like 3 months ago.
The other day?
No, she put us on her Instagram stories like 3 days ago. Like last week. Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because Annalie got the notification after it had already expired, so I didn't know what the story was, but we damned her. We're like, oh my God, thank you like so much for vacation.
Did she respond?
I don't think so.
Well, but she Snooki, literally come out and hang out with
us. She talked about us on her podcast like 4 months ago or 3 months ago, and then literally last week,
and no one
tagged
me.
Us in a story. It was on Slack. I don't know, man. I thought you saw. But we it's still like just saying, if you ever want to come on, hang out,
dude,
literally
that'd be the coolest thing ever. Anything. You tell us. Okay, we'll bathe our sun.
You want
our
us to do butthole bathing?
In the sun.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. I will she'd be so down.
Yeah. She would. She's like down for anything.
All right, Snooki, formal invitation. If you want to come sunbathe your asshole with us at our office.
We're your girls.
We'll risk getting arrested for
care.
You.
Oh, pff. Okay, so anyways, he left his modeling career to become a life coach, and Troy credits his young looks to drinking and topically using his own aged urine.
Now that, I can't get behind you on that one, Troy.
Well, don't knock until you try it or read more about it, okay?
I've heard this is horrible for you.
He's been doing this for almost 20 years.
20 years of your own pee, brother? Mm. Well, he is looking damn fine, so.
Let's watch a clip of him explaining himself here.
Okay. Yeah, I want to hear from him.
Like how nasty the jar is.
Fucking
he's
disgusting.
Foul. Definitely giving Liver King in this.
100%.
Aged urine. This is about 6 months, maybe a little bit longer, give or take. It's got that nice brown to it.
That and then, of course, sick.
Ooh, gnarly. Smells like ammonia. I don't always drink this, but the research that I've shown is it's good for parasites. It's good for your gut
research
microbiome.
That I've shown
it's gnarly. So it's going to have that element of power. So typically I use it topically. It's excellent for energy in the sun, boosts my testosterone.
My brother, that is
I just
sick.
Feel it in my muscles.
My brother in Christ.
It really gives me a lot of clarity and energy.
Oh,
I have it open
it.
And we're talking about it. So of course we can drink a little bit and see what happens.
Oh,
dude. Okay.
He's really doing it.
Wait.
The first thing that we get is it's very gnarly smelling. However, once it goes on your skin and you get some sunlight on it, I like to ride my bike, put it on my body, either lay out here at the pool or put it on my body and go out for a ride in my bike, even when it's 110, 115 degrees out here. I mean, I know how powerful this is for me. It's not the
Sydney's
greatest
not okay.
tasting even delicacy enough. On the planet, but it's kind of like eating oysters.
I love oysters.
I know
oysters.
It's good
so
for
me.
It's loaded with minerals, cell salts, amino acids, stem cells, antigens, antibodies.
Stem cells in your urine?
What the way I like to use it ultimately is topically.
Oh, God.
You put a little bit in your hand there.
Dude.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's really rough.
So once it's out in the sun for a little while, it mixes with your own pheromones.
Pheromones. It like it's a new perfume. And it smells like perfume. He literally says little musky.
If you will. And so this is what gives me excellent color. And I don't always
imagine
practice
sleeping
this.
Next suntan lotion.
It makes me feel
it's suntan lotion.
So I took some time to create some jars earlier last year. See, I'm getting it on his legs.
Troy.
I like to get it in where my lymph nodes are, in the creases of my elbows, behind my knees, on my ankles, where the sun hits me the most.
Does he put it on the asshole before sunbathing it?
Good question.
I like to get it on
my
face.
Gosh.
Don't you wonder if he actually really does this or it's just a ploy to go viral?
Hair with it. They have gotten rid of some premature balding. It's used for all sorts
Liver King.
Of stuff. I don't make any claims. I just love it. And I've been using it for 20 years. And I love the way it makes my skin look and my muscles feel.
Can't argue with you there, though.
So trust me. I know this isn't right.
I'm just going to say it's a beautiful glow.
I'm sharing what
very
I
good.
Do.
Very good.
Send Gina or Zen or
you know, read about it. Go on urinetherapy.com.
Let's hit that up right now.
Your therapy.com. So every morning, I pee in a mason jar and I drink it. I put it in a neti pot and I clean my nose.
Shut up. You don't, Troy. I want to get this damn guy
if
on the show.
Age it. This is a 64-ounce wide mouth.
He's going to want us to try it.
I know. I know his own.
Talk about it.
You can do it open and put a cheesecloth or a napkin or some kind of filter that doesn't allow bugs or anything to get into it, dust. You can close it up.
Sir.
And it's going to create anaerobic bacteria. Both has application is what I have been told, and I've experienced it. It's good for tight muscles, pain, not making any claims whatsoever.
Oh yeah, you definitely are, sir.
And again, I'm Irish, right? I'm a white
all right
boy.
I've seen enough of Troy. This is my
wow, I've really been nauseous over
what's
here.
That website
urinetherapy.com.
I remember at one point we were talking about drinking urine, maybe on Mile High or something. There's tons of comments about how dangerous it is.
I'm sure it is not good.
This website says, you've drank your own urine since birth. The amniotic sac that the baby lives in for 9 months is made up almost entirely of urine. The fetus drinks the mother's urine up until the kidneys develop, at which point the amniotic sac will be filled with the baby's own urine. And from then on, the baby will consume its own urine until the day it's born.
This is what my mind was kind of going to that, because I remember when I found out that Holly was like drinking her own pee in there, I was wondering about it. But it's, you know, maybe they're onto something here. I mean, they, you know, eating the placenta is really good for you.
They say.
No, I mean, it's really supposed to be great for you.
There's also tons of people that say it does nothing for
you. Isn't there like stem cells in the placenta though?
No, that's, or maybe.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe you're thinking cord blood. Maybe. But like, I know that, what's it called? Like, well, breast milk in general, but also colostrum is supposed to be really, really good for you.
That is proven.
So like things that our body produces, maybe there's something to the urine is all I'm saying.
Well, science says that urine is a potent combo of salts and chemicals that your body is attempting to expel. That's why it doesn't make sense to me, right? Because it's your body's way of getting rid of toxins.
Like, so what's next? We're going to eat the shit? Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, I will not be trying this
one. Yeah, urine provides no health benefit that cannot be found by consuming other foods or beverages. And despite the common myth, pee is not sterile, because when you pee, bacteria can get into the pee from your genitals, obviously.
Ew. God,
this so you is... can drink some of the bacteria and cause serious health problems, unless it's sterilized separately, unless you like take a needle into your bladder and pull it out separately.
No, and I think, well, I don't know, because I think maybe what he's doing is like cheesecloth-ing it. I'm not sure if that's sterilized.
That doesn't help with bacteria.
No, that's just so it's covered.
That's
you
just
said,
for or you bugs.
Could, yeah,
or doesn't dust. Want bugs and dust in there.
Yeah.
Would
no.
you?
Urine needs to be pure. It does not advise also, you drink your urine. Okay?
It depends. I feel like it depends on like what your diet is too. Like, I feel like we couldn't just eat, drink our urine.
My piss would be filled with fucking liquor from this weekend.
Yeah.
And McDonald's orange juice.
No.
And a Dr. Pepper I had.
This is so gross to me for some reason.
Yeah,
this is really making me nasty.
Really?
Especially thinking about fermented, though. Like,
would you ever drink your own urine?
No.
No.
Urine.
Unless, I mean, I know it. Isn't it supposed to be a survival thing, though?
That's a myth, too.
It is a myth.
Because
we learned that from one of our cases, right?
I think it makes you more dehydrated.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like drinking salt water.
If you're just desperate to wet your whistle.
How much money would you do it for?
For how much do I have to drink?
One of his jugs.
Like, no. Like, let's say this cup right here.
That much?
Okay, half of it.
For how much money?
How much money?
I'd do it for 10 grand.
Only 10 grand?
I'm cheap.
Okay, I have a question. This came to
I'll
my head.
For
what if Snooki was like, I'll come on the show, but only if we can drink fermented urine?
I'll
would
drink
you do it?
100%.
All right. That's what I thought.
Oh, God.
Yep. Not like a lot, but yeah, I would. I'm not going to die from it. Knock on wood.
But 10 grand? How much would you, Frilly?
How much would I drink, or how much would it take?
How much money?
How much money?
Oh,
and it's your own urine, right?
Yeah, your own urine.
Mm.
Maybe like, not 10 grand, maybe
like
20 grand.
Like 50K.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm expensive.
I think I would do it for 10.
10 grand?
I'm not that worried about it. That'd be cool to try it, you know?
Can I wash
how
it?
Many people
can I
can
put
say
some lemon juice in it?
Ew, I feel like that'd make it
can
worse.
Can I add one of my flavor packets?
Can ocean I put water Skittles pee? Ocean water in there? Yes. What about good. You, Sydney?
Ugh, that's hard. I do 30,000.
30?
20K, okay.
No taxes taken out.
Yeah.
Just $20,000 in your bank account.
No taxes taken out, maybe like 20 or 30.
Let us know below how much you would charge to drink piss. Would you rather drink someone else's piss that's really healthy and like has help? Because I feel like my piss wouldn't be that healthy. Versus like someone who's really healthy, their own pee-pee.
That's a good question. I think I'd still stick to my own.
Okay.
Because like maybe you're not supposed to. I'd say you're probably not supposed to mix body fluids.
I guess.
It'd be very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, seems wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's so nasty.
Okay. Would you rather drink Charlie's pee or your pee?
The fact that you're thinking about it.
I feel like logically I should say Charlie's because he has a cleaner diet than I do.
That's true.
He's not eating like processed fucking Flaming Hot Cheetos all day like I am.
Did have a marshmallow this weekend though.
That's okay.
He drinks only water too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I feel like his pee's got to be a lot cleaner. But like that is just giving
dog
like pee-pee. Illegal activities for some reason. Yeah. Like I feel like that's crossing
Seems
the line.
Wrong.
Yeah.
It's all wrong.
Is it though?
Well, let us know below. What are your thoughts on all of these methods? Would you sunbathe your asshole?
Yes.
Would you drink your piss?
100% drink.
You gonna try one of those showers I recommended? Okay, I probably can't say
shower?
That.
A golden shower?
Am I not allowed to recommend chia seeds and water?
Sure, you can say I recommend. I like to do it.
Okay.
Kendall likes to
I
do
like
it.
I like it. I love it.
It works for you.
You can mm-hmm. you can basically get it at the store. Mama Chia, you're right.
Yeah. It's great.
Mama Chia sucks.
I love
Mama Chia.
Mm, she's my mama.
I just love chia seeds. Something about them, you know?
I don't like when they pop up and then they have like the little like biofilm around.
Ew. I guess it's kind of giving your holes issue.
It's
Yes.
Yeah. The cup with all the... Yes.
Oh, stop it. Yeah. Ooh, I'm on the verge of like losing it.
I'm
going to
make one
tonight.
Sydney's
legit going to puke.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, let's take a quick break then.
No holes.
I have to pee. Okay, so this next story I really wanted to talk about because it just blew my mind. Shouldn't be shocked, but I was a little shocked by this one. Pretty crazy. This happened on June 19th. Two people from this group of protesters called Just Stop Oil. They're really well known. They did the, remember they threw the tomato soup cans?
Yep.
Yes.
And then they glued themselves to the wall.
Yep.
And that was at, I think, a Van Gogh painting or a Picasso mm-hmm. painting.
Yeah. It was Van Gogh.
Yeah. Which was ridiculous. I mean, God. But anyway, two of those people, 21-year-old Neham Lynch and 73-year-old Roshan Nayidu. That's our best guess.
Yeah, or it's either Niam or Neham.
Interesting pair. 21-year-old, 73-year-old joining up.
Fighting the same cause.
Yep, but they did a similar stunt to the Picasso thing. Much worse, though, in my opinion, I guess.
I agree.
At Stonehenge. Okay, one of the most famous prehistoric monuments.
I have some jokes for you. You want to hear them?
Lay them on me.
You know what beats Stonehenge?
What?
Paperhenge. Like rock, paper, scissors?
That's good. I like that one.
What kind of music do they play at Stonehenge?
Rock and roll?
Hard rock.
Hard rock. Good. Got any more?
My mate and I went to Stonehenge.
Mm? Yeah.
Of all the places we've been, this is my favorite to date, he said. I said, but there isn't a woman in sight.
I don't know.
That
went over my head.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyways.
So these two attempted to spray and succeeded. Spraying, everyone thought it was orange spray paint. Turns out it's actually corn flour, cornstarch on the monument, which is good. Better than the paint. That was really scary. But yeah, they were arrested on suspicion of damaging Stonehenge. I mean,
dude,
it's really not sus.
No.
I think it's confirmed. I mean, there's even a video of it. Let's take a look.
Yeah.
And this brave woman, she's just a spectator who was at Stonehenge and she tries to stop them.
Yeah. And this other dude. Thank God that was just corn flour.
I know. I was so sad when I first saw that. So why Stonehenge? Well, Neham explains that in a Just Stop Oil press release, he says, Stonehenge at solstice is all about celebrating the natural world, but look at the state it's in. True, though. We have the right to live a life free from suffering, but continued burning of oil, coal, gas is leading to death and suffering on an unparalleled scale. I mean, all facts, but is this the right way to get your message out there? In my opinion, fuck no. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
See, I don't think this is worse than like ruining the Van Gogh paintings because,
yeah,
I mean, at least like it's cornstarch, it can be washed off. But also, I don't know.
Were those like ruined? I can't remember.
I can look it up. But yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess it could have been a much worse form of like demonstration. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think this can basically just be washed off.
Yeah. I don't know.
And this might be my own lack of understanding. I don't really understand the, like, to me, it's like, okay, that was a human that created that versus these are, you know, something from nature that's very mysterious and has a lot of.
It's one of the oldest sites that we still have.
Right.
I mean.
Versus, and again, maybe I just sound stupid and unappreciative for art, but to me, it's kind of like, well, he has lots of paintings. Like, again, I don't think it's great that one was ruined, but
totally.
That's just kind of my
opinion. I'm on the same page with you. I think this is worse. But it could be washed off. I get Curly's point that those would actually be ruined versus this can be repaired.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Also, okay.
It's just such a sign of disrespect.
Well, about the Van Gogh paintings, they weren't harmed.
They weren't?
They were behind glass. And
that's what I figured.
Yeah. Oh, and the, I don't know. Way worse. You think so?
I do.
I do.
Wow. Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, yeah.
I think I could see your point, though.
Because, I mean, he has hundreds of paintings, but I mean, I guess I see what you mean. But yeah, I mean, I guess they were fine. So no harm, no foul, I guess.
They said it's time for us to think about what our civilization will leave behind. What is our legacy? Standing inert for generations works well for stones, not climate policy, which I mean, I kind of get that. I still don't support this, but the message behind what they're doing, I just don't support just stop oil in the way that they do things most of the time. But shortly after, on the 20th or 21st, we're not entirely sure, been mixed reporting, but another two activists from that same group, Jennifer Kowalski and Cole McDonald, broke into a private jet airfield at Stansted Airport in London, where Taylor Swift's private jet was supposedly parked. And the two of them were planning to tag Taylor's PJ, but they missed it and ended up tagging other jets with orange paint. So Taylor's wasn't actually affected. And it's not even, I think this is cornstarch too, right? That's what I read.
Oh,
that they
maybe
can just
it was.
Wash it off. I think it's the same thing because if they used paint, then it's going against what they stand for because it's most right. paints have oil and ain't good for the environment anyway.
I will check.
But yeah, the group's reasoning behind these stunts is obvious. I mean, they're demanding an emergency treaty to end fossil fuels by 2030, which I think we can, well, most of us can get behind.
Mm-hmm.
But they filmed the whole thing at the private jet lot. Let's take a look. Oh, they cut their way in.
Look at all them PJs.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's just cornstarch, same thing.
But it looks like it's melted, like dripping down.
But the point is to get the attention, have a bright color.
22, and I've just sprayed two private jets orange. We need an international treaty against the burning of all oil, coal, and gas. While people are starving, the elite and the rich fly thousands and thousands of feet in the air above us all. Billionaires are not untouchable.
It says it was with orange
Facts,
paint.
Though. Yeah, I think it was orange.
I think it was paint.
Yeah, I was seeing mixed reports seeing. When I looked it up.
Because if you look at the if you look at
Stonehenge was cornstarch.
Yeah, yeah. And if you look at the like the paint that they're using,
it's dripping.
This is wet and dripping, and the other one was like a powder.
I read that they were already able to wash it off.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they could get it off.
Well, anyway, they were both arrested on suspicion of criminal damage and interference with the use or operation of a national infrastructure. The Just Stop Oil group started in 2022, so it's pretty new, and they want the UK to stop approving fossil fuel projects because they are a major cause of climate change. Facts. The group says it uses nonviolent civil resistance and will stop protesting when the government announces to end fossil fuel production. They really became known when its activists shut down major roads in London, which very dangerous. They've also targeted several major sporting events like the Wimbledon Tennis Championship and the World Snooker Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Snooker.
It's like a similar game to pool, but they play in the UK.
Okay. But yeah, they say they use nonviolent civil resistance and will stop protesting when the government announces an end to fossil fuel production.
Some people say that the paint was cornstarch based. Yeah. So I don't know.
Maybe it's like cornstarch and water. Yeah. You know?
It sounds very counterproductive if they use like real paint.
That would be really stupid.
And also thinking about like how much energy it would take for them to like wash everything off of the planes and stuff. Right. I mean, I feel like that's, I mean, it's counterproductive if you look at it that way.
What do you guys think? I think we all agree about Stonehenge, but how do you feel on the jets?
My personal opinion is I think that, yeah, it's not great that celebrities are flying private jets around, but I think the amount of fossil fuels that they're emitting versus what, you know, these massive corporations are emitting is nothing compared to that. The like the oil and the industrialized farming industries, like that is what people should be up in arms over, because I don't think there's a way in which celebrities are not going to use private jets.
Well, I don't think that's really the point necessarily. I think it's to, and especially to go after Taylor's, because they know it's going to get publicity. It's trying to get as many eyes on it as they can. And I know people will disagree on this. I support the spraying of the jets.
Yeah, I don't.
How
think,
else do you get attention?
No, I think that's a good. I think that's a good point. Especially because, you know, a jet is a jet. They can probably either fix it or replace it if needed.
I mean, they're billionaires, so it's not really to attack them. But I mean,
it's to get,
you know,
it's to get the viral moment, which is the whole point,
right?
To get people to like pay attention to what they're doing.
I'd rather them go after celebrities and billionaires than, you know, classic works of art and Stonehenge.
No, I mean, that's a great point. I agree with that. Yeah.
I was going to say, too, I think there was something that I read where, since she does so many tours and so she's flying around all the time, that, like, since she's emitting all this fuel or whatever, that's why they targeted her, too.
Yeah. Well, it's known that
she's, like, very known for that.
Yeah.
Like, one of the most used private jets.
It's been reported that she emits more fossil fuels from her jet than, like, anyone else.
Because she also rents it out to other people. So it's in constant use, that jet. But, I mean, really, private jet usage in general is just fucking awful, especially because people will use it just to, like, fly to the other side of the state, you know?
Yep. Sure do.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's terrible. I mean, some people argue, like, oh, they're just moving the plane, like, keep storing it from one airport to another. That's why it's flying, you know, 20 minutes or whatever.
Does it matter why it's in the air? You know? It's in the air. Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that could be debated for sure. But I don't know. I'm kind of behind this. I think they've done a lot of shitty things. But at the core, I mean, people need to pay attention. How else do you get people's attention? Walking around with signs isn't going to do shit.
Doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
So, no, it's so you know, go after Taylor, the biggest person in the world. And no hate to Taylor, obviously. I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I don't think she really cares or would be affected by this in any way. And they didn't even get her plane.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, sometimes extreme causes need extreme measures, and
I don't even think it's that extreme of a measure.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's not like they're like burning down someone's house or something.
It's nonviolent.
Again, would be completely counterproductive, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes I think I'm mixed on it, because yeah, I definitely don't support certain things they do, but I think certain people in these groups are very brave, and really standing up for what they believe.
I
don't think it'll make a difference, sadly.
That's what I was just about to say. I am so discouraged by the overall state of our world in terms of the climate crisis. Like, they're literally saying, like, we have years to fix this or we are fucked. We have years to fix this or the fish will be gone.
And
we have years to fix this or the reefs will be gone. Like, and no one... And here I am, like, trying to reuse my metal straw as if that's really the problem.
Yeah. No. Like, I mean, it's the corporations. What you do on a personal level is
not going to take shorter showers. Like, why the fuck are they putting that on the average human to be the ones that fix the climate, when in reality, the amount of fossil fuels these fucks are burning is the real cause of why our planet is in shambles.
And the real problem is that all those corporations fund our politicians on both sides, and they keep getting elected, so it will never end.
It's so bad. But I don't understand
it's
why.
It's so depressing.
like, what is the disconnect? Because scientists are literally saying this will happen in an amount of decades if we don't fix this. And it seems like no one gives a fuck.
Well, like, and, you said, the average person, I think they've had to just stop giving a fuck, well, because what are you going to do about it?
I'm not blaming, like, the average person like us. I'm, like, saying no one gives a fuck that actually has power and is able to make change. They don't give a shit.
No, they care more about money.
But then, like, where will you go?
I know.
If the world ends, or trying to go to even Mars, if it doesn't end and things start to get really bad, like, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
It's not like you can drain the oceans and refill them.
No. Nope. It's very depressing. That's why I'm like, who gives a fuck? There were so many people who are so mad about the jet.
Why? Like,
why do you care? Who cares? I think I support it 100%.
Yeah, it's nonviolent.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't do any permanent damage.
You know what's
damage?
Interesting, though? I came across on Reddit, people believe this is a conspiracy. Are we allowed to do that on YouTube these days? I'm always afraid. But this is a theory that people have, and I think it makes sense, that big oil, maybe they back these groups and have them do like ridiculous things like the Van Gogh stuff and Stonehenge, because it makes them look bad. And then it gets, you know, does that make any sense?
Why would they want to look bad?
Because then people don't give a shit. They don't take them seriously.
Take who seriously?
Take the protesters and their movement, because it's so ridiculous that everyone's just mad at them and like, why are you doing this?
The protesters,
this is fucking stupid.
Bad.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which, it's very conspiracy, but I thought it was an interesting thought.
Maybe.
There's actually the granddaughter of a oil tycoon dude actually funds this group too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'll look it up.
I see, that would not surprise me. That would not surprise me. I don't know.
Well, I think she's like against her grandfather, from what I understand.
Oh, I see.
Oh, the tycoon.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But maybe not. Maybe she's funding them because she wants them to do stupid things and look bad. I don't really know. I didn't look much more into it.
Why would
but
you?
But yeah, it's according to its website, most of its money comes from Climate Emergency Fund, a U.S. network that has supported climate activism since 2019, that is part funded by U.S. philanthropist Aileen Getty, the granddaughter of petrol tycoon Paul Getty.
Is that, that's Getty Images. That's the Getty Images guy.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Really? That's random.
Yeah, that is so random.
Could be. I don't know. Well, and then they do blocking roads, which is, they always argue, is nonviolent. And it's, I guess you could say nonviolent, but it could be life-threatening.
Yeah, I don't know.
When ambulances can't get through and stuff.
I think that's definitely more something that I'm kind of saying on. I wouldn't say that's totally nonviolent.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't support that,
that
at all. So it's like, these groups, it's kind of, I don't know. Depends on where you fall.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just, it's just so sad when I see reports of like, oh, we have X amount of years before this horrible thing happens, or, oh, we just surpassed
terrifying.
The whatever, and now we can never go back to this. It's like, and what are we supposed to do with that information?
Yeah.
And then I don't know about if this is true in other states, but I've heard that in Colorado, recycling is basically useless, that your recycling
true.
Goes right to where your trash goes to.
Yeah, because all the MRFs are like fucked.
That, see, and I still recycle because I'm like, I don't know why, but it makes me feel better at the end of the day that like maybe I'm trying to do something, but then I'm like,
I know, we recycle too, but I always, when I'm putting it in there, I'm like, I know that this isn't, it's oftentimes just going to the dump.
In fact, people say that it's literally just another way to make money.
It is. It actually is.
Because it costs money to recycle, and sometimes you have to like pay more for the service or whatever.
No, it's so true. I mean, the things that you can do on a personal level are so minute, they will not make a difference.
That's,
and that's very depressing to accept,
so depressing.
But it will not. I mean, it would have to be everyone's on the same page about it, you know, way more people than
pisses
now.
Pisses me off.
Mm. I know.
I feel like we don't have any control over our own lives. In our
we
own well-being.
Don't. That is living in the system we live in.
Because
our political
up.
Systems are fucked. We have a two-party system.
But even, not even, in, not in America, but just anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, because it's all run by money. I mean, go back to like the early, go watch the Five Family episodes on Mile Higher. That's depressing.
Like Paris right now, obviously they're hosting the Olympics. I was listening to something this morning talking about how a lot of countries, because a lot of places in Paris, especially the like dorms or wherever they're hosting all of the people who are going to the Olympics, all the athletes, doesn't have AC. And Paris is known to have extreme heat waves. And there's tons of countries who, the US included, which no surprise there, is basically like shipping AC units there so that they can have it. And, you know.
Yep.
Which I get, like, yeah, you don't want to be boiling hot while you're also trying to, like, perform in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Which the Olympics is so weird because historically, cities that host the Olympics or their countries are known to lose, like, billions of dollars of money. It's, like,
really
horrible for the economy to host the Olympics.
Why? What? I never would have thought that. Yeah. I had no idea.
Because it takes so much money to run the damn thing. And then at the end of the day, like, it's over and that's it.
And maybe it doesn't even bring in that much tourism?
I don't think it like produces, yeah, it doesn't have a good enough return to, but yeah, it's known
it's
that
more of just like the iconic.
But like America has turned it down and people say like, oh, good, because it's known to really disrupt economies afterwards.
Because mm-hmm. I wonder how many people are going to the Olympics to watch it, like when you can watch it on your TV, unless maybe, you know, there's someone you really want to see or whatnot. I don't know.
Yeah.
But with all the commercials and that kind of stuff, you'd think.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think so.
I think that brings money to the network, but I don't know if that really does anything for the
actual
location.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Huh. That's interesting. Because I know with like the Super Bowl and stuff, it helps the economy, right? Or Taylor Swift's coming to town.
Yeah.
You're going to do real well.
Seriously. Yeah, it's wild.
Do you guys watch the Olympics?
Yeah, I love the Olympics.
Yeah, I like watching it too.
Dude, Simone Biles is coming back.
Ooh. Is she really?
I love the Summer Olympics. Yeah.
Yeah, the summer's elite, can't wait for sure.
To watch Suni Lee.
I like to watch the swimming. Mm-hmm.
I love swimming Olympics.
And the high jump or high dive, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, that is so scary, man.
Crazy.
I could never
Me either.
Do that.
And all the mm-hmm. flips and stuff. Oh, because they stand with like their heels off. Oh my gosh.
Like people who take their phones up there and take video from up top makes me sick watching it. I can't even imagine.
Oh, hell no.
The way they're judged too is so insane. They're like, oh, you barely made a little splash. Like if you're not like perfectly
yes.
like, vertical or like if you make any kind of splash, deducted points.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm excited for the Olympics. I do like watching it. It's fun. It's kind of cool knowing that's like pretty much the only event that the world seems to be like
come together for.
I don't even want to say that because I don't necessarily think that's true, but I don't know. There's just something about it that seems cool that there's people from everywhere coming to, you know, do the same thing for a few weeks at a time.
I just saw a video last night. They were showing Michael Phelps a video of someone, I think an Australian woman, talking about how annoying the Americans were at the Olympics and how she like wanted to beat them. And he got so pissed about it.
Oh, really?
He's like, if this is me, if I was swimming right now, I would use this as fuel. And he was like fuming.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's like, wow. All right.
God, Michael. Remember the days of Michael?
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
The days of Michael.
Days of Michael.
Remember when he like ripped the bong? People got all pissed.
Yeah. God forbid the dude gets fucking high once in a while.
Dude, let him live.
Let him live.
Is that his controversy?
That was his big controversy.
Yeah,
he ripped
weed.
The bong. Mm. And it was on camera.
People were so upset.
How could he?
How could the American face of the Olympics do this?
He did us all dirty.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to switch up. Let's
switch
play
up.
A game.
Game time.
Game time.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, it's time to play a little game we are calling Matchmaker, where Kendall and Janelle are going to be guessing 12 different cars. There's 12 different celebrities.
Because we all know
that
I'm completely clueless when it comes to celebrities.
And I am definitely clueless on cars. We've played something similar to this in the past.
It was fun.
This is a little bit different because we have it like on paper.
And they have a word bank with the answers.
So it makes it a little easier that way.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. And then at the very end, we will compare your scores and then see who's the winner.
Sweet.
Let's fucking go, baby. I'll go first.
Smarter. All right. I'll leave me.
Okay. Calm down.
We're setting the time for a minute and 30 seconds.
Okay.
And we're starting with cars.
You have a minute and 30 seconds per test. Not for both of them.
Perfect. Okay. Yep. Let me know when I'm good to start.
3, 2, 1, start.
Ooh, this is hard. Okay. I'm not going to go in complete order here. Damn, you have multiple Rivians. Why did you do this to me? I don't know anything about fucking Rivians. Okay. Okay, I know the 4Runner is number 6, so I'm putting that there. Okay, Dodge Ram is going to be number 1. Dodge Ram. Number 2 is... let's see now. Oh my god, this is fucking way harder than I thought it was going to be.
You have 45 seconds.
What the hell? Okay, come on. Okay, 4 is HRV. Rivian is number 3 and number 7, but I don't know which was one, so I'm just gonna have to freaking guess on this. Let's see. RAV4. RAV4 is 4. Oh, wait, no, HRV is not 5. Okay. HRV is... It's like smaller than a CRV. HRV is number 12. Okay. This is fucking hard. 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Toyota Camry is probably number 9, maybe? Okay. Jesus, that was so hard. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. On your marks, get set, go.
I have no idea who any of these fucking people are.
Just guess.
Okay, Jennifer Gardner's 8. I know that because I recognize her mouth. Okay, number... Oh, my God. I don't know what... These people aren't even real people. Dax Shepard, I'm pretty sure people think he's hot. And number 5's kind of hot, so I'll put him there. Oh, my God. I don't know who any of these people are. Zach Barf? Oh, Braff? I'll go to number 11. Fuck, I just need to start guessing. How much time do I have?
37 seconds.
Natalie Portman, she's hot, isn't she? She looks like she'd be number 12. Hillary Swank? Who are these people? Keira Knightley. Keira Knightley. She looks like number 3. Number 4 looks like Chris Cuomo. Or number 5 looks like Chris Cuomo. Victoria Justice? Oh, Victoria Justice. Oh, she's number 2. Okay. Amy Adams. 4? Okay.
10 seconds.
Okay, 4. Bill is number 7, because why not? Fuck. This is really hard. Okay.
All right, let's go.
All right, are you ready, Kendall?
Do you think you did okay? How do you think you did?
Bad.
Really?
It was hard.
It was really hard?
It was hard.
And it's only 2 minutes?
1.5 minutes.
Per thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's hard.
It's better just to guess instead of leaving any blank.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ready? Here we go, cars.
2, 1, go.
Okay, that's a truck. What is a truck? It is a truck. Hey, Ram, that's the only truck I know. There's more trucks. Fuck. 2. That looks like a Hyundai of some sort. I'm going to say a Hyundai Sonata. 3 is another truck. What does another truck look like?
You're going in order? Damn. I was just going wild.
Rivian? That sounds like a truck. Sure. That can go there. 4Runner, I know what that is. Sydney has one of those. Oh, what looks like that? 6 looks like a 4Runner.
That's a new 4Runner, huh?
A RAV4. What does that look like? Number 8, I'll say, is a RAV4. And then Honda Civic. Let's go with 11 for that one. And 12 looks like a Subaru of some sort. Oh, that's not an option. I'll take a Hyundai Santa Fe on that. That'll be fine. A Hyundai Passport. Never heard of that.
It's a Honda Passport.
Oh, a Honda Passport. What does a Honda look
20
like?
Seconds.
4. Fuck.
God, right. A minute and a half is way longer than my minute. Honda so HRV, unfair.
7. Yeah, I'm just going to start putting these in random spots. I have no idea, y'all.
10.
10. Rivian... Okay, I'm just putting them wherever they go. All right, done.
fuck.
That's really, that's like, that's not what enough I should time. Have done. That is not enough time.
I should have done that.
That's really hard.
Do you want to take a picture?
Oh, yep.
I should have, yeah, I didn't even finish either of them because really? I was getting stressed.
Oh, this is stressful. That's like a really short amount of time.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like it should be 3 minutes.
Well, nope.
Too late now.
Too late now.
I know I got Forerunner. Really?
Sydney, right. I mean, wow, hold on. What's your name? Kendall got all of them. Like, I should have filled them all out. I'm an idiot.
Just put them somewhere. That's the, you know, CSAP SAT rule. That's you just true. Fill it out.
Oh, absolutely. When in doubt, circle B.
B or C,
oh,
right?
I always heard C or H.
It doesn't matter which H. one you just pick.
Oh, yeah, for the SAT.
You're supposed
or
to
the
just
ACT.
Pick one and be consistent with it.
Yeah, so I took that literally in the whole science and math section. I was like, this ain't for me. And I just did HC, 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 HC the whole time. Didn't do that bad. Got into college still.
Hey.
Slay.
Another pro tip. Drink your urine and type in or bubble in B.
No, C or H. That's what I heard, at least.
So, all right, ready?
Yep. Okay. Oh, let me. Okay. 3, 2, 1, start. Who's here? Okay. Number one. Fuck. What's that guy's name? This is hard. Oh, shit. Who are these people? Jennifer Garner's 8. Jennifer. Jesus. This is hard. It's 8. Okay. Damn. Dax Shepard. Where is you?
Where is
Dax
you?
Dax is number 5.
Oh, my God. Slay on my part.
8. 6. Ooh, who are these people? 11. What's that dude's name?
These are
hard, you guys.
These are all like
Viola Davis. Where is she? Oh, that's not even a thing. Victoria Justice.
Viola Davis. Where is she?
Victoria Justice looks like number 2. 3. Hillary Swank. Oh, what do you look like? 6. 6. She's number 6, I think. Okay. No, Hillary Swank is 10. 10.
These are made up people.
No.
12. So ridiculous. Oh, maybe Victoria Justice is number 12. Natalie Portman, where are you? 6. She's number 6. Oh, this is so hard. Or no, maybe that's Keira Knightley. Where is Keira Knightley? Oh, shit.
20 seconds.
6. Okay, fuck. All right, we're going to go random places. Keira, what are you?
She's 4.
7. Fuck, Amy Adams, she's 4. Amy Adams is... No.
You're done. You're done.
Okay.
You're done.
Okay. One of them didn't make it on. That's stressful, man.
Also, do you guys notice that like all these celebrities kind of look like each other?
Yeah.
That was a caveat on this one. Is that they're all...
Yeah, they all look like the same person. Just because it is the same fucking person. This is so not real.
He's probably 11.
Skarsgård?
That guy looks... Bill, I've seen him.
We're going to last name is Skarsgård.
You guys made this so hard. What is that first dude name? He's from Scrubs.
Rash.
Who did I have for him? Steve Buscemi.
Who's Steve
Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi. Well,
this is fake.
Oh, I think that's 11, maybe. These are really hard ones. 9. Oh, fuck. No, 9 is not. 9 is Amy Adams. It's so hard under pressure.
Who even is Amy Adams?
I like how you guys did some like similar looking people that would be hard. Right, I see what you did there. Like Dax and what's the first guy? The Scrubs dude. What's his name?
Braff.
Zach Braff. Yeah, he and Dax do look
Zach
similar.
Barf.
All right, so we're just going to go down the list.
I think we
No, Talia, no cheating.
Okay.
Do you want us to go down and then?
I was just going
to
go down the answer key.
No, Kendall's cheating over here.
No, I'm not. No, I can't change
it. We already have
pictures.
Oh, true.
Let's do cars first.
Okay.
All right. So number one, we have the Dodge Ram 1500.
Hell yeah.
Number two is
both of us got that right.
Honda Civic.
Nope.
Number three is the Rivian R1T.
Dude, how did I get that? That's crazy.
I got the wrong Rivian.
Number four is the Toyota RAV4.
Yes.
And then number five, we have the Toyota Camry.
Nope.
No for Janelle.
We have number six, we have the 4Runner.
Yep.
Both of you?
Yep.
Number seven is the Rivian R1S.
Yep.
No, I got that wrong. Piss.
See, I have no idea what that is. That just was all luck.
Number eight, we have the Honda HRV.
Nope.
Then we have the Hyundai Sonata. And number 9.
Nope.
Hyundai Santa Fe is number 10. Number 11 is the Honda Passport.
Nope.
And then number 12 is the Hyundai Kona.
Nope.
God. Yeah.
So, Janelle, you got 3 right.
That was so bad.
Kendall, you got 4.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's really, your luck.
That is at Rivian. You're really creamer on this one.
I can't believe Rivian because I've never even heard of that. That sounds fun. What which
it's
one
a,
is
it?
New electric.
It's the electric. It's like Tesla's rival. Yeah. It
that's
has
number
the,
three.
It has the long skinny lights.
It's number three. Number three mm-hmm. and number 7.
Oh, I see that.
Two different forms of okay. Rivians.
Huh. Very nice.
All right.
Dude.
On to the lips. All right. Number 1. Is Zach Braff.
Zach Barf.
Got it.
What is he in?
Grubs.
Okay, no one cares. Sorry. Number
lots
two.
Of people care.
Okay, so no one got that one.
Correct.
Okay.
Number 2, Victoria Justice.
Ah, Slay.
Slay.
Janelle, yep.
Nice.
Woo.
All right, number 3, Zach Braff.
Number 3 is a woman.
Number 3 is a woman.
Sorry, I just read Kendall's answers.
Got it right.
I was like, oh my God. Number 3 is Keira Knightley.
Yes.
Slay for Janelle. One.
Damn. Okay, number 4, Amy Adams.
Damn, Janelle.
I got that.
Slay for Janelle. Okay. Let's go.
Number 5, Dax Shepard.
Oh, yeah, Janelle.
Got
yes.
that. Yep.
Okay, for number 6 is Natalie Portman.
Yep.
Oh, yep. No.
Nope. Number 7, Bill Skarsgård.
How the did I get that?
You got that.
He just looks like him.
He just looks like a Skarsgård.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
I've never heard of that guy or seen him in my life.
Never.
Isn't he it?
Maybe. Oh, he looks like he
it
would
the
be
the clown?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks
definitely
a lot like number
looks
11.
Like him.
He does. No, he does.
He's a Swedish actor.
All right. Number 8 is Jennifer Garner.
Yes.
Slay.
I know her from Garnier Fructis, those commercials.
Garnier Fructis.
Oh, yeah.
And let me add that. Did you want to add that for
Janelle got it?
Yep.
Yep.
Perfect.
And number 9, Isla Fisher.
Janelle nope. did not get that.
I love Isla Fisher. I never remembered her name.
Okay. And then number 10 is Hilary Swank.
Okay. I'm sorry. Not 8, 9, and 10 yeah. are literally triplets.
8, 9, and 10.
That's ridiculous.
No, not at all. 10 I got.
Okay. Number 11 is Steve
Buscemi.
Buscemi.
No.
I said Isla Fisher for that.
Okay, and then number 12 is Nina Dobrev.
Nope.
Well, nope. Kendall did win by.
Damn it. How much did she win by?
Janelle this won. Or suck. Kendall won by 1.
Janelle's so competitive. I
kidding.
Love watching her get mad.
No, this is impossible. I
that was really hard, guys.
Celebrities.
The timer just makes timer makes your brain melt.
It gets really
you really
scary
cannot think.
There.
It's terrifying.
A minute 30 does go by too quick when you're under
way too
when you're having fun.
Crick.
Under pressure.
When we were playing charades this weekend, we were playing it like a actual board game, and the direction said 30 seconds per card, and we changed the rules. We had it. We made it 2 minutes because it was too short.
And we made it 60 seconds.
Oh yeah. Okay. 2 rounds of the timer.
Yeah. Yeah. 30 seconds to be
short.
Acting out shit?
Yeah.
Absolutely mm-hmm. not.
It was not going to fly.
Yeah. This was fun, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was really hard.
We had to make it hard because...
Yeah.
Last what time... threw me off at the cars is they're all like the newest models
and
a
they
lot
all
of them changed their body style.
They did. That's what I was noticing too when I was making this. And
see, I thought... would never have known those are new.
Yeah, they're all new. Mm. Like the new Forerunners look different.
Mm-hmm. So do the...
I like that color of the Forerunner.
Oh, I love the color of those.
It's like a taupe.
Looks like an iced coffee.
The yeah. Santa Fe looks very different.
It looks way different.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's the Santa Fe?
Number 10.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that
never
was like
would
an
have guessed
Explorer
that.
Or
I
something.
Thought that was an Explorer, too.
Wow.
A Ford? No, those are like boxy kind of. Oh, no, not the new ones, though. Anyways, okay.
Well, that was fun. Thank you, ladies. Kendall. That is going to be it for the sesh today.
Is that it?
Did you have something else, Corelli?
No, just going to call you the winner again.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll take it.
Winner. All right, guys. Well,
and we'll see they you can play week. The game too.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have it on.
Oh, that's so true.
Screen.
Yep. Yeah, play along.
After we did it.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Too bad.
Brilliant.
Quiz your friends.
Okay. We'll see you on the next sesh.
Love
but until
you.
Then,
keep
it fresh.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.